Hi, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and you're listening to Akashic Wisdom, where we talk about the Akashic Records, where I bring forth a message from the Akashic Records just for you every week, right here at bbsradio.com. And been doing this for, it'll be 4 years in February, I think. So I've been around for a while, and I want to tell you how much I enjoy doing this and talking with you. And last week we started a very interesting program, and it was all about the questions that came forward for me and for you from the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records. And if you've not tuned in before, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Record energy, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. But I don't want you to think that you're listening or you're going to be talking, we're going to be talking about past lives or futures. It's really about how do we get comfortable in our skin right now? How do we step forward into our greatness? How do we really understand what's stopping us from being all that we can be? And what can we do? What can we do as individuals to not only heal our hearts, but then move that energy out into the world? So for those people who are healers and for facilitators and Reiki masters and psychics and tarot readers and all of you out there that don't really do anything specific, but just listen to spirit, or all you're doing is being interested in knowing more about you, you've tuned into the right program. And so last week, we, and again, I'm going to invite you to call in. So tonight, you're going to really want to call in. I want to say it's 530-413-4511. I hope that's the right number. That's the main number for you to call in on. But hopefully we're going to discuss some things. You actually did some of the questions last week. But the first questions, I'm just going to kind of review the questions we were talking about. We went over with commentary from the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records. And just a comment, I opened the Akashic Records of the show prior to moving forward. So what I want to share with you is that what we're doing is we're going to be talking from the heart, talking from the Akashic Records. So if you call in tonight, you are going to truly take a look at that. We're going to take a look at the Akashic Records as it is for you. So the telephone numbers you're going to call in tonight would be 530-413-4511 is what I told you before, and 530-413-4515 or 530-413-4520. That should work. Okay, so I say a specific prayer that I have been taught and that I teach. I'm also an Akashic Record teacher and consultant, and I've been working with the Akashic Records for 14 years. So let's get down to what we were talking about last week. We were talking about defining your life, and what the masters, teachers, and loved ones have said to me through this meditation and through this work is that we need to remember that honing you is owning you. So the more we hone ourselves, the more we own ourselves. And we think we own ourselves now, but if we're not living a full life the way we want it to be lived, we're not where we need to be. You can call in, or you can also email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And again, that's just like the program. It's info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. Okay, so the questions we were going over last week, and we had some commentary. If you want to listen to the archives for last week's show, you certainly can do that. The first question we talked about was, in the here and now, describe your life, your finances, your environment, your surroundings, your health, your relationship, your work, as they look like now. Take a notebook and just refine that. In other words, like really describe it. This is not for anybody else. This is just for you. But it's not in what you want it to look like. It's what is the truth now? And look at it now. And the second question is what do you want your life to look and feel like? What do you want it to feel and look like? How do you want it to change? In other words, like, what do you want? The whole point is we're starting with a question, and the answer is the basis of our journey. It's like, okay, this is what is here today, and when I look at it, this is the way I want it. And so you describe, so you find out how you want your life to look and feel. And then the third question we talked about is then to go back and ask and describe your finances, your environment, your surroundings, your health, relationships, your work, your career, all from a place of alignment. And that is very important, alignment. So what you want to know, what you want to define for yourself is what does alignment mean to you? So you want to really outline that. What does alignment mean to you? And then as you move forward into describing this, you want to ask, what is out of alignment in my life? What is out of alignment? And then you ask, well, what do you want to align with? What are your deepest desires? And do they align with what you want? Do your desires align with what you want? And that's the other thing you want to look at. And so the last question that we talked about, or maybe we asked, that's where we ended last week. But the question we're going to talk about tonight, when I have a few more, it was like this is the whole program, is how do you move into alignment with your personality and your soul? So if you've done the first six questions, for example, and you've journaled that information, what you now want to move into is how do you move into alignment with your personality and your soul? Because, you know, your personality is what feels all the emotion. Your personality is what gives you, actually fights with you. If you've ever had a situation where you've known you've wanted to do something and for whatever reason you can't get yourself to do it, and it's like you know in your soul, you know in your heart you want to do it, and for whatever reason your ego or your personality holds you back. And so you really want to know, or you want to ask your higher self or inner being, and for those people who have taken my classes and know how to access your own personal Akashic records, you can open your records and ask, how do I move into alignment with my personality and my soul? What information is there for me there? What do I need to know about this? And see, this is what you want to journal for this week. What do you need to know in this area? Because our conflict on this planet has to do with, again, where our energies come from, but we are looking to be in alignment so that we can sweeten the experience of being human. Each one of us has had various challenges in our life. There's not a human out there that hasn't experienced struggle in one way or another. In fact, although it's hard for us to comprehend, that's why we've come here, is to experience struggle. And it's very much like a game, but some of it doesn't feel like a game. It feels very uncomfortable sometimes. But what the idea here is that we want to experience being on this planet for all its challenges, all its delicious challenges, all of its wonderful observations, and all of its wonderful blessings, and all of our wonderful relationships, all the richness that this wonderful planet and this life on planet Earth offers us. But we really want to understand, how do we move into alignment with our personality and our soul? And one of the things that's important for you to understand is the personality is also the emotion. Because, you know, there's many people out there that have asked, why is my life the way it is? Why am I experiencing certain things? I didn't ask for this. And the reality is that your personality is what has molded your life, and your soul has given it the foundation. So the soul comes, you come in with your soul's information of the experiences you want to experience. Your soul holds your agenda, and your personality then executes it. I guess that's the best way to explain it. But what's important, and this is all information that's coming from the Akashic Records. This is not Donna Fox talking to you. I'm not channeling, but I'm repeating what I'm hearing from the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones. So if I stop, it's because I have to hear more of what they're saying. It's very much for me, a stream of consciousness. After working with it for so many years, it becomes a stream of consciousness. But what's important here is to understand is that the soul knows no pain. So many times you'll have a situation where your personality will literally be in a panic situation, yet there's a part of you that knows deep in your heart it'll all work out. I mean, have you ever had that situation? Is that if you take a look logically at the situations around you, you should be freaking out. But the reality is you know in your heart that you've always been taken care of. You know in your heart that if you just stand still for a moment and breathe and move into your own divinity, it will all work out. And you'll have the guidance that you need. That is your soul talking to you. Your soul speaks to you in positive ways that opens your heart, that gives you comfort when logic says there isn't any. Your soul is that still small voice within you that literally embraces you, or that taps you on the shoulder and tells you you're not alone. It's not just the angels that do that. It's your soul. It's the information that's coming forth from your heart, from your soul, and as your soul connects with your heart energy, it surrounds you and gives you information and gives you internal information and guidance. It's when we allow our monkey mind or our personality to enter in and to discount what our soul is telling us. Now, I want you to just understand there's a difference between hope and knowing. We talked about this in another program. There's a difference between hoping it's going to be okay and knowing it's going to be okay. And if you want to talk to me privately about the difference, I'm happy to answer any questions. You can call me either on the show tonight, or you can call me privately in my office, and I'll give you that number later. Or if you want to email me, again, my personal email is info@akashicwisdom.com, just like the show. But so the questions we're talking about tonight, we're starting out with, how do I move into alignment with my personality and my soul? How can I make them compatible? And then the next question is, who am I? Who am I? And what we want to ask our inner selves is, what is my perception versus the truth? And that's very important when you're talking about, because our perception of who we are and our talents that we have may be very, very very different than what the truth is. In both ways, there's many people out there that will over extend themselves, and they'll come from an ego position of grandeur, where the reality is they're really afraid. And this is not a criticism, but that is the truth. So notice, when you ask, who am I? You want to journal what comes to you of who you are. And again, not so much in a negative, although if you're feeling negative, it's okay. There's nothing wrong. Just write it out. Get it out of your system. And then go back and ask, what is the truth of who I am? And many times, if you're open enough, you will realize the truth is that you're much stronger than you give yourself credit for. You're much more creative. You're much more spiritual. You're much more intuitive. You're much more connected. And if you allow yourself to see yourself for the beauty of who you are, that's what's going to be important. But it's very important for you to really look at who you are from a perception point of view and versus truth. Now, these first 8 questions are very powerful questions. And quite frankly, in many cases, depending on a couple of them, you could be working on for the rest of your life. Because they're going to shift and change. In other words, like, what you want to align with may shift and change. And how you move into alignment with your personality and your soul for different areas may definitely shift and change. And hopefully, you know, you're going to want to upgrade your life and make it different of how you want it to feel and look. And we hope that your finances grow even more. So these are questions that you can be working on for the rest of your life. But as we move forward, I'm going to come up on question number 9. In describing your finances and in describing what is in alignment for you and what you want in your life, you also have to be considering what you're going to release. Because nothing can ever stay the same. If we always do what we've always done, we're always going to get what we've always got. I mean, you all know that is a truism. And I think Einstein said something about, you cannot solve, I'm paraphrasing this, you cannot solve a current problem. Somebody hopefully will email me the right quote. But it's about, you cannot solve a current problem with the same thought process that brought the problem out. So in other words, like if you're constantly trying to solve something or look at the way something is coming forward, if you look at it the same way all the time from the way that it was created, from your thought processes that created it, maintaining those thought processes is not going to make it go away, not going to solve your problem. So you have to change the way you think. You have to become very much creative about how you approach things. And so it's with this question, number 9, is what is important for you to keep in your life, in your surroundings, in your environment, in your relationships, in your career or your job, in your home? What is important for you to keep? This question is a revaluing for you. What they're saying is it's like a new way of looking at life. It's a new inventory. It's observing life from a higher level and really looking at what your priorities are and what you align with And when you look at what your values are, so you look at your values and what you align with and your perceptions of what is your perception of yourself versus the truth, all of this brings you closer to helping you understand what you want to keep in your life and what you want to release. And that's very important. And then number 10 is, what answers deep within you do you want to uncover? Now, please understand, each one of these questions is not something you're just going to write a 3-minute answer for. Each question creates and requires a thought process that allows you to move within, deep within your spirit to answer these questions. It's very important that you take the time you need to take for you. So again, the question is, what answers deep within you do you want to uncover? And in order to get the answers, you need to form the questions. And so what we have found within working with the Akashic Records is that open-ended questions work better than yes or no questions, because it gives you more in-depth answer. And there's nothing wrong with listing. So the idea is, if you want the answers to the questions, there's nothing wrong with beginning with, I want the answer to. But if the question is, I want the answer to what's the perfect job for me? I want the answer to, should I go to school? I want the answer to, should I marry him? I want the answer to, the deep of the answer, should I stay where I'm at? I want the answer to, what is my spiritual path? Those questions are going to be harder to answer because they call forth a judgment. And what you're looking for is insight. Now, I want to say it again. When you ask questions like that, you're looking for judgment. You're looking for something outside of yourself or within you to tell you, quote unquote, what to do, rather than ask, what you really want to know is how that feels. So if you're in a relationship and you have to ask, should I marry him? It would be better for you to ask your higher self and inner being to show you how it would feel if you were married to him. In all possible ways. Show me what it would feel like to be married to him when he's angry. Show me what it would feel like to be married to him when he was frustrated. Show me what it would feel like to be married to him when he was happy. Show me what it would feel like to be married to him just on an everyday when he came home from work. Show me what it would feel like for me to be married to him and have a future and children. So you see, the idea is you want to expand some of these questions. And your inner being and higher self will help you understand from an insight point of view, not from a should or shouldn't point of view. Ask for insight. Ask for guidance. Be wary around asking for shoulds or for absolutes. Just as a comment. So maybe a better way of asking a question about what answers deep within you do you want to uncover? Maybe, what do I need to know about my spiritual path? Give me some insight into feeling more connected with the divine. Questions like that. So that it gives you a place to step off from, that you can begin journaling and having a comment with your guidance, with having a conversation. And then once you've done that, it should be, you know, we've also been talking about how you want your life to look and feel and what you want to be in alignment with and what your deepest desires are. And so the next question that's coming forward are, how are you supporting your dreams every day? So that's something you're going to want to look at. If you have these dreams of what you really want, how are you actually supporting them on a daily basis? Now we're going to just go to a caller. Hello, caller. Thanks for calling in. Hello.
Yes. I'm Diane from Michigan.
Hi, Diane from Michigan.
Yes, I am.
What did you say? Hey, well, welcome, Diane. Have you listened to the program before?
Yes, I have.
Good. How can we help you tonight?
You know, I lost my husband. I crossed over 3.5 years ago. Never had been sick, never had any problems whatsoever. He always said he was going to die in his bed, which he did.
Uh-huh.
And I'm having, it's been 3.5 years, and I'm having a real hard time. It's incredible. I'm dying. I'm dying inside because after 38 years of marriage, I don't have any answers.
And what answers do you seek, Diane?
Why he left me at such a young age.
Why do you think he left? Why are you considering it him leaving, because he's not physically with you?
Exactly.
And what are you doing to keep his memory alive within you?
I'm doing everything I possibly can. All the memories that I have with him, 38 years of marriage. I mean, he crossed over. When he crossed over in his bed.
Okay.
He'd never been sick. He never had a problem. He never had. I'm looking for answers.
Okay. What was his first name?
Gary.
Okay. Now I want you to know, I'm not a medium. Okay, Diane. That's not the energy of the Akashic Records.
I asked you to be a medium.
No, I know. I just wanted for the other listeners, I just wanted to make it clear the difference in the energy. But what I need, so from your records, what you need to understand very, very deeply and from a place of deep love is that in this particular lifetime that you've had together, now there have been many lifetimes you've had with him. In this particular lifetime, you both decided that he would leave first. That may,
now, how
you may
do you
not
know
remember
that?
Because I'm looking in your
how
records.
How do you know that?
Because I'm looking in your Akashic records.
Okay.
And the idea here is that he understood that by his leaving, it would create a new life for you also. And the reason the question was asked to you about what are you doing to maintain his memory, it was not about grieving him. It was not about crying for him. It was about what are you doing to make him proud of you today?
I do not understand that. I do not understand that.
What part don't you understand?
I don't understand the fact that he the fact that he always said he was going to die in his bed, and he died in his bed.
Yeah. Okay.
Never had ever a sickness in his life.
You're not answering the question, Diane. Do you want to work on this?
Yes.
Do you want to heal this grief, or do you want to stay in the grief?
No, I want to heal this grief.
You want to heal it, right?
I want to heal it.
Okay. So the question is that's being asked of you is how, what are you doing on a daily basis to make him proud of you?
I do everything that he would have wanted me to do.
Like?
I'm a naturalist. I'm a homeopathic. I can. I have a garden. I have a huge home with four greenhouses.
Okay. And so when you're working in your garden, do you talk to him?
Yes.
Good. And so the idea here is that if the situation were reversed, would you want him to grieve for you for 3 years?
No, but I... No.
Why not?
No, I would not want him to grieve for me for 3 years.
Why not?
It's been almost 4 years.
Okay, but why wouldn't that be a good idea?
Because why wouldn't I don't understand your question.
The question is if the situation were reversed, why wouldn't it be good for Gary to grieve for Diane for this long?
How do you not grieve?
Diane,
how
can I tell you something?
How do you not grieve?
You have to grieve. I lost my husband in October. And that's my second husband. My first husband died when my kids were 16 months old, 3 and 6, of a massive heart attack. And he was taken within 5 hours. I was left with no insurance, a house we just bought, and 3 children that didn't have a dad. I was 30 years old.
I'm so sorry.
And then last year, okay, after being married to my second husband for 26 years, he passed away, and I found him at the kitchen table. And the only thing that was wrong with him, Diane, is the fact that he had a little Alzheimer's. He was older, but it was time to go. And one of the things that I have known and that I've learned from not only these two heart-wrenching situations, is that it's that when there is a time for the soul to be complete, they are complete. And that they don't, quote-unquote, leave us. They're only a thought away. And that the most important thing we can do is to hold their memory dear within our heart. Cry when we need to cry, but also live because we need to live.
You know, that's so easy said, but so easy hard to do.
I know that. I understand that.
4 years, and I understand your situation as well as mine, but I have to tell you that I can't go on. He was my love, my life, my everything. 30 years of marriage, and if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't change a thing.
Of course not. Of course not. But the idea here is that there was a reason and a purpose why he left first.
And on a Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock, he always said he was going to die in his bed. And he did.
I understand.
He was a semi-pro golfer. He never went to the doctor. Never, ever.
Well, here's what I would like you to do, Diane. I would like you to have a conversation with yourself. What's coming forward from the masters, teachers, and loved ones is that there comes a point in your life where you need to be able to move forward, but you have to be willing to move forward. And you need to also understand it's no longer necessary for you to carry Gary on your back anymore.
I can't let him go.
And the longer you keep him, the longer it's going to take for him to do what he needs to do.
Oh, I have no idea.
And here's the other piece, okay? The other part of this, Diane, is that you have a very important mission on this planet. You have a very important part of still being here. And I don't know what it is, except they're telling me that there's things that you have written down that need to be published. Are you a writer?
Yes.
And that information needs to be published. And you need to be able to move into your writing. And it needs to help humanity. And it's important. Now, Gary is only a thought away. And that it's important that you understand that it's no longer okay for you to hold yourself back from being all that you can be. That's not what he would want, and that's not what he does want. He wants you to honor him by being happy, or at least being content. And in your heart, you're still grieving. There's nothing wrong with still grieving, but there's a point where you have to be able to know that in order for you to move forward and really finish your mission here, you need to be strong and you need to be able to do what you need to do to complete it.
I understand that, and I have I've been to many, many conferences over life and death and blob, incredible. Incredible conferences. I've gone around the world looking for him. I came across an angel that said he was a commander of a great spacecraft.
Okay.
And I have to tell you that this is so unbelievable to me. And I have to say that 38 years of marriage, that was incredible, incredible. In fact, most people that all of our friends never knew the kind of love that we had. And for him to be taken away from me the way that he was taken away from me immediately, with absolutely never to a doctor.
Diane, he was not taken away from you.
Yes, he was.
Listen to me. It was maybe not a conscious choice of him, but it was an agreement. No soul leaves this planet who is not complete, whether we realize it or not. And so what's important here, and I would suggest that you call me privately because there's other people who want to call. But
I
the
would
idea
love to call
is,
you privately.
Yeah. The whole idea is call me privately so we can discuss this, and then that the masters, teachers, and loved ones can give you more insight and more comfort. Okay.
And the number is?
216-691-1233.
Thank you very much.
And that's my private office number, and so you can call me, and you're in the same time zone I am. So
yes,
if you call me tomorrow, we can set an appointment, okay? Because I'm in Cleveland.
Thank you very much.
All right, dear. All right, blessings
great,
to you.
Great
and
program.
I'm going to hold you. Thank you, darling. I'm going to hold you in my heart, okay?
Right. Love you.
Love you, too. Was there another caller on the line, too? Because I heard a beep, and I wasn't sure if there's somebody. Is there somebody else on the line here? Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Yes?
Hello.
Oh, there is somebody else. Good. Hello. Thank you for waiting. Who are we talking? Who's talking now?
I am Anton from Minnesota.
Anton from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Anton.
Hi, how are you?
Years ago.
I remember you.
You do?
Yeah. I do.
Okay. That's nice. I have a question about my dog. The animal The animal communicator told me that we had former lives together.
Okay.
There is an issue left. She calls it the anger issue in my dog from former lives.
Anger issue in your dog from a former life?
Yes. We had
okay.
together. And I don't know how to, what to do with it.
Now, let me ask you this. If the dog is angry or you're angry?
It seems to be the dog is angry.
So the dog is angry, and how is the dog acting?
Actually, she's a very nice dog, except sometimes she can get vicious. If she doesn't feel good, she can bite.
Yeah.
And that, according to the animal communicator, that comes from an old former life, could come from an old former life. It's something that's called karma not solved. You think the Akashic Records can tell me something about that?
Sure. What's the dog's name?
Shyla.
Spell it.
S-H-I-L-A.
And what does Shyla mean for you?
I never wanted a dog till that dog entered my life, and I really love that dog.
But the question, though, Anton, is did she come to you with that name, or did you name her?
My wife named her, or we both together named her.
What does Shyla mean?
Doesn't mean anything.
So, in other words, like, is it a family name, or is it a German name, or is it an Austrian name, or Shyla?
For me, it doesn't have any connection to anything, just a name.
Okay.
Like Anita or Peter or Alex or whatever.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so and Shyla is what, 8 years old?
About between 9 and 10 years.
Yeah. But there's something that... have you had this dog since she's a puppy or she's a rescue?
No, we got her as a puppy.
But something happened with this dog when she was 8 years old.
8 years?
It was either...
It's about 2 years ago.
So I'm just saying is when she was 8 years old, I don't know... I'm going to tell you the picture that I'm being shown. The picture I'm being shown is she was somewhere where somebody literally took a stick to her. They scared her. And for whatever reason, that image has always been with her. And when she doesn't feel good, or for whatever reason, and she gets vicious, she can turn. And because that image of that person coming at her with a stick is in her mind. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, but that wasn't 8 years ago. That was, let's say, during the first year she was here, because she actually attacked my wife. But
okay.
I didn't hit her.
No, you didn't hit her. You just raised the stick to her.
Yes, that's true.
Right.
Yes.
And so all I'm just telling you, but she, how old was she?
Probably less than a year.
Oh, so that was 8 years ago. It wasn't that she was 8 years old. It was 8 years ago. All right, I understand now.
Eight years ago.
Okay. And so the idea here is that there's something about that fear. There's more here. Wait, Anton. When she attacked your wife, it had something to do with a scent. There was either a fragrance or a herb or something was in the house that somehow triggered her. It was like a physical reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that your wife did that either startled her or that made her feel very threatened.
Okay.
It could have either been taking a bowl of food away from her. It could have been moving quickly and startling her. Maybe she was sleeping. Something happened that startled her, and there was also some kind of a smell that also triggered something. And what it triggered was a past life situation within this dog. That's actually very true. And the interesting thing about this, okay, is that in a past life, you and
a past life
your wife,
with me or with my wife?
With both. What I'm
with
seeing
both.
Is a past life with both of you, where you actually were training dogs, and this is interesting. They're showing me it's very cold, like there's lots of snow. I would say Alaska, but I'm not. That's not. It's really more Europe, like Siberia. That's the word. That's where Siberia. And for whatever reason, that you had to be very, very harsh with the animals, and that's where this is coming from. Now, you've had many lifetimes with this dog.
Okay.
But there's something in Siberia, it being cold, and that triggered that. Now, but the idea is, how do we heal this?
Yes.
Okay. And so what's important for you to do is when you're stroking her, do you pet her? Does she lay down next to you?
Yes.
Do you pet her?
Yes.
Okay. So what's being shown to me is that it's going to be very important that you focus on your heart. And you see and you move into a heart space. It's almost like you allow your heart to expand with light. What they're showing me is that if you were to imagine a beautiful white light in the center of your chest and imagine your heart being filled with love, or whatever the softest feeling you can think of, and allowing that sense of compassion and love and softness to really expand your heart, and then allow that energy to move out from your hands, out from your heart, through your arms into your hands, so that your hand is literally vibrating with light and love for this animal.
Okay.
The way you're going to do that is you're going to really move into your heart, and you're going to move into the statement of telling Shyla you love her.
Oh, I do that frequently.
Yeah, but you want to combine it with the heart, the heart exercise, and
okay.
You can either say it out loud or say it softly, or say it silently, and allow that energy to come through your arm and stroke her.
Okay.
Gently, very lightly, gently. And really sense when she's had enough, because it's almost like you don't. There's something about touching her too much is not good. Is that right?
I don't see
any problems
with that. But I think I sense when she has enough.
Right, exactly. Just sense when she's had enough. That's the point. And so
yeah.
The other thing is the other thing that's important is, are you familiar with the Ho'oponopono work?
I'm sorry, repeat that, please.
I said, are you familiar with Ho'oponopono?
No.
Well, the statements from this work, it's very powerful, and I'm going to say them slowly. And it's and you say, the first thing you say is, I love you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I write that down. Can you? Okay.
Sure, sure.
I
love you.
You, okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Please forgive me. Thank you.
Okay, I'm not that fast with English, okay. And thank
you. You can write it in German, yeah. So it's,
okay.
I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you.
Okay.
And so when you're opening your heart, you really want to start saying that, and if you're not saying it to Shyla, you're actually saying that to that little child within you. Because this is a combination of transferring of anger and transferring of concept of helplessness that is happening within your little child. This might be more than we can explain on the telephone in 10 minutes, but it's there's a little child within you that also needs to be loved. And Shyla is mirroring that for you.
Okay.
Okay. So when you open your heart and you say, I love you. I'm sorry. No, I love you. Please forgive me. No, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. When you say those different statements, you're saying it not only to yourself, for yourself, but you're also saying it for Shyla.
Okay, I can do that. And I talk frequently with her, or to her.
Good. No, that's good. That's very good.
Okay.
And so it's really about being gentle. And also, you know, whatever there may be that is, anytime there's conflict in your home, that's possible between yourself and your wife or yourself and anybody else in the home. She feels it. Shyla feels it. She feels
the
conflict.
Does, yes.
Yeah. And so it's very important that you move to a place of forgiveness within your heart to the best of your ability.
Okay.
And also you may want to suggest, you know, you can your wife may want to try this technique as well.
I will tell her.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
But it's really about opening your heart. I'm so glad you called. It's great hearing from you. I hope this was helpful. Please let me know.
Okay. It's the first time I listen to your broadcasting. I just found that out a while ago. And it's kind of late for me, but I will stay. I will listen again.
Okay, good. I hope you do. I hope you do.
Thank you
very much,
Anna.
You be well. You're welcome. All right, you be well, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. you see, ladies and gentlemen, our environment mirrors everything that's going on with us. And so whether it's our animals or whether it's our spouses or our children, it really is all about us. In other words, like we have to, if you don't like the way your life is looking or being, take a look at your surroundings and see what you can shift. Now, we never really got to all the questions, but that means we can talk about them again next week. I do want to let you know that I wanted to tell you about some things that are coming up. We've got the teleconference, teleseminar on the Akashic Records. That's coming up September 22nd through October 12th. Also, I'm going to be in Columbus at the Universal Light Expo. I'm going to be lecturing and also going to be doing short consultations in my booth, and that's October 9th and 10th, and that's Columbus, Ohio. Also in October, there's going to be a Level 1 on October 16th and 17th here in Cleveland, and a Level 2 on October 22nd and 20th. Actually, it's 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of October. So lots of things going on. I'm so glad you're listening. I do this program because it's my service to you. If you'd like to talk to me privately, you can certainly email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Or if you'd like to talk to me privately, you can call me at my private number is 216-691-1233. And, you know, this is an important week. I'm not an astrologer, but somebody told me, I guess we're coming off of a Mercury, we're going direct. I guess that's a good thing. Should have an astrologer on now and then. I think that's probably a good idea. So if you know of a good astrologer out there, tell them to give me a call. And what's important here is that we have some very important energies that are coming in the planet now. And it's going to be important for us to open our hearts. So the Ho'oponopono work by Dr. Hugh Len that I was telling Anton about is very important. And those statements that are being said also are important for our own hearts. And again, it's, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And those are what we want to tell our inner child. And so with that, I want to say I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And thank you for listening. I hope you have a miracle-filled week. We're going to close the records now for the show by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying, amen, amen, amen. The records of the show are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. See you next week, folks. And in between, this is a very powerful week for those folks who are Jewish. These are the days of awe. And these are the days where we go to each other and ask for forgiveness. So the Ho'oponopono work is very important. And next week we're going to be talking about Yom Kippur and how we are all written in the Book of Life. Okay, I love you all. Have a great week, and I'll see you next. Okay, bye-bye.